This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Jan Helsen, the co-founder and board chair of Global Game Changers, a nonprofit organization providing social emotional learning, or SEL, and character and leadership development curricula for pre-K through fifth grade students that empower them to overcome apathy, feel empathy, and foster a sustainable connection to service. And Jan, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thrilled to be here. Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, the pleasure is certainly ours, and thank you so much for joining us here today. So tell us about the mission of Global Game Changers to kick things off.
Yeah, so I'm happy to. So essentially, Global Game Changers is an education nonprofit that provides parents and educators with tools and resources that support social, emotional, and academic growth in children. They are essentially a child's core, and so we provide additional resources and curriculum and various types of tools that parents and teachers have free access to, thanks to a grant from the Novak Family Foundation that supports us so that all students and all children have equitable access. So, we're really excited to be able to help support this important educational mission.
Well, we certainly appreciate what you're doing in this space and for your efforts as well. So what exactly is social emotional learning, or SEL, for those that aren't familiar?
Sure. So SEL is simply the process for nurturing and cultivating skills that help build a student's academic growth. So, for instance, through social emotional learning. So social emotional skills are very basic skills that a student or a child needs. They're taught, start it from the time a child is born, to help them socialize and to manage emotions and to learn to function in the world. And so these skills are not really innate skills. They're skills that are taught from parents and from educators and just from society in general, in terms of how a child socializes and their environment. And so these skills help just build the core of a person. And some parents and some teachers are better at teaching them than others. So we just provide resources that help promote and help support what they're doing at the in-home or in school or after school or other places.
I personally think this is phenomenal and such a great need for this as well. Tell us, I'd be curious as well, what actually brought you to founding Global Game Changers? What was the inspiration there?
So my background is actually comes from a corporate business background. My husband and I owned and managed, ran a food manufacturing business for many years. And over the course of our career in the food manufacturing business, we employed hundreds and thousands of employees that were anyone from high school graduates to advanced financial and business and chemical degrees. And what we found was that on the lower end of our production lines, where we had individuals who were coming to us from either out of high school or even through a GED system, that many of those simply were disappearing off the work line. They'd show up for work, they'd go through training, and then they would disappear and not come back after lunch or after they got their first paycheck. And so we had enormous turnover. And so as a result of that, we started to assess from a pure business standpoint why we were having this high turnover in our employees. And what we found was that those employees didn't recognize the value that they were to the organization, and they didn't recognize or didn't have the confidence to step up and say, I made a mistake and I want you to know that. So this is, you know, what do we need to do? Or I didn't understand what you told me. And so instead of addressing those skills, whether they were academic skills or whether they lacked the confidence in the social skills, they simply just walked off the job. So the more we communicate it with them, just like when you communicate with your own children or children in a classroom, it opens up that line of being able to understand better where they're coming from, why they're not succeeding, and then you can make better choices if you can really root cause the situation as to how you can help them be more successful. So in our company, we made changes in our organization to recognize and help them be better and be more confident in their job. So we had an opportunity to sell our company a few years ago, and I was 51 at the time and not ready to retire, pretty type A personality, and deciding where I wanted to go with my next steps. And I started to reflect upon my work environment and those individuals who became more successful and who were better able to take care of their families through over the course of some of the changes we made. So I thought that I wanted to get into a space that had those individuals had the opportunity to be have a program like Global Game Changers earlier in life, that how much more successful and how much less painful their life would have been along the way. And so that was kind of the beginning of Global Game Changers. And I started working with a lot of educators and individuals far smarter than I am in the education space and children and brain science. And we put together a program that is now evidence-based and used all over the country.
Always interesting to hear the backstory and the inspiration for creating companies and organizations. This is a long home run. You have really done well, and we're certainly proud today. We're speaking with Jan Helsen, the co-founder and board chair of Global Game Changers, a nonprofit organization providing social, emotional learning and character and leadership development curricula for pre-K through fifth grade students here on eHealth Radio's mental health and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, as the whole world is looking at mental health awareness these days, walk us through your tips for emotional management for kids. We would so appreciate that.
Sure. So some of them are, our tips are very basic, but you really have to go back to the basics and remember what the core are that help children, how you relate to children and nurture them. So our number one is help them identify and talk about their feelings. You have to make communication and talking a normal part of your life with children and give them an opportunity and a safe space to share their feelings. And it's best, we find that it's not just when something big has happened and something tragic has happened, particularly the types of things that have happened, the incident this past week in Texas, which is just a horrific type of situation to have to talk to children about. But so don't wait till those things happen. Instead, talk to them all the time. Be open with your children. And so give them an opportunity, a safe to talk, most important. The other is to be active. Give them opportunities to be successful and to do things well and to fail and then succeed and to experience things in their world outside of their comfort zones and in their comfort zones. And that helps to build their self-esteem and confidence. And that helps make them mentally stronger and more prepared. The other thing that we, one of our other tips is that just be outside. We all know that being out in fresh air and the green environment is good for the soul, and it helps kids clear their heads and it makes them active, and being active is really important. Good sleep, fundamental. We all have to get good night's sleep in order to be clear-headed and feel good. And the less of those things that we do, the more vulnerable we are to not handling situations socially or emotionally in the same space as we would if we felt good and were better prepared. And also, it's important to model good mental health. So as adults, we are always role models for children, whether they're your children, whether they're your students, or whether they're just children out in society that you are passing. The way we act are reflective upon what children will see and think is appropriate behavior. So we as adults need to have better control of our own emotions and how we handle situations. And it's not always what you say, but how you say it. And so it's really important to model those good examples and also to share with children how you feel. If you're talking to your child or to your student, you know, don't be afraid to share with them that, yeah, that really made me sad too, or I'm really bothered by something that's going on. That lets them know they're not alone and that these are normal ways of feeling so that they will be more expressive of it. And then we believe that you have to do things to help kids build their self-esteem and be more confident and build that core. So at Global Game Changers, we believe that we teach giving back. We have an equation: my talent plus my heart equals my superpower. So we teach kids through service learning to build skills that they'll use in education and through a successful and hopefully prosperous and happy life, that they start to cultivate and feel confidence and self-esteem and the ability to manage those emotions early in life. So we advocate those quick tips, things that should become part of an adult's everyday life.
Really do appreciate those tips for emotional management for kids. That is really helpful and appreciated. How can anyone, parents or teachers, get more tips from Global Game Changers? How would they do that?
Sure. Go to globalgamechangers.org. We have lots of resources. There's a free registration to our curriculum and lessons and tip sheets and resources. Again, all they have to do is register online and everything's available free. And they're free for parents, teachers, after-school educators, anyone who's interested in positively relating to children and helping to make their lives better.
Jan, once again, we want to thank you for your time and for what you do through Global Game Changers. Again, folks, for more details, visit globalgamechangers.org. Jan, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Jan Helsen, the co-founder and board chair of Global Game Changers, a nonprofit organization providing social emotional learning and character and leadership development curricula for pre-K through fifth grade students. And for further details, visit globalgamechangers.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.